say five or six.
Yeah, my parents got married in the young years of Shimon. Rabbi Peretzky was the Sadiq.
She was particularly remembered as your grandmother.
Yes, my grandfather was a Shabbos.
Yeah.
I used to dine there. Sure. Last week we were learning a lot about Pigul. Just to review some of the highlights, Pigul in the Chumash means if you shecht the carbon, there were four avodas hadam: the shchita, kabbalas hadam, haylochas hadam, and zrikas hadam. Why is shchita considered avodas hadam? You do the avoda to the animal. So Rashi explains in the beginning of the second parak in Soto. There's a long Rashi there. The Gemara said that there were four parallel avodas by a mincha parallel to the four avodas hadam. The Rashi says that shchita is an avodas hadam. You're separating the chelak gavoya from the chelak. And the chelak habaylim, the dam is the chelak gavoya. That's what yizorek on the mizbech. The chelav is also, but the haktoras hachelav is not lehikuva, but the zrikas hadam is ma'akev. So they're similar to the dalar avodas hadam. There are dalar avodas by a mincha because you separate the koymets from the shirayim, and then you makta the koymets on the mizbech. So if the koyin who does the avoda shchita doesn't have to be done by koyin, kabbalah halacha zrikas is an avoda that does need a koyin. So the one who does the avoda, either the shchita, whoever, or the kabbalah halacha zrika done by the kohen, if he has in mind to eat the korban heyachal yachal bayom hashlishi, he has in mind to eat the shlamim is nechal shnei amim alaylo echad. Let's say bring a shlamim on Tuesday morning, you can eat the shlamim Tuesday night, and Wednesday till the shkia. That's called shnei amim alaylo echad, the night in between. So if he has in mind heyachal yachal bayom hashlishi, if he has in mind bishas shchita kabbalah halacha zrika to eat. Either heyochel yochel, either achilas sodom or achilas mizbech, has in mind to eat part of the flesh next week or the third day after the zman achilas is up, or achilas mizbech, he has in mind to be makta the emurim after the zman. The zman by the emurim is only on balayla. You can't be makta the emurim tomorrow morning. So if he has in mind either to have achilas sodom, achilas mizbech, chutz lizman or after the correct zman, so then it's pigul. So then, and even if he doesn't do it, Lubsov, if they had that kavanah in the beginning. So there was a machlokes hatanoim, all the tanoim lived after the Churban Habayis, all the tanoim and zvachim and menachas, they all lived after the Churban Habayis, and they're trying to reconstruct what were the dinim in the Beis HaMikdash. So each one had a different tradition. Machlokes, what did they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Same thing, Seder Avoda, everything was machlokes hatanoim. So here, all these tanoim lived after the Churban Habayis. But the Adam Achleikus, Rabbi Yossi's, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is the only one who can make pigul is the one who's doing the avoda. Bailam anat mefadim. Even though the bala korban pays for the korban, he gets the kapari. He's called the bala korban. Doesn't matter. He's not in a position to make pigul. His machshava is lamalavamar. Only the machshava, the one who actually does the avoda of the shchita kabbalah halachazvik. And there was a Tana who disagreed, Ablezer Rab Yossi, that's on Lamed Chesan base right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, the first two Tanoim in the Mishnah who don't agree with Rab Yossi, they think like Ablezer Rab Yossi. I don't know if that's the son of Rab Yossi. The son disagrees with the father. It's a different Rab Yossi. I don't know. The Gemara tells Ablezer Rab Yossi, says, Shamaiti, I have a tradition. He wasn't there Bizman Abayis. He had a tradition from those who lived Bizman Abayis, Shabbana Mefagim, that the Bala Korban can make pigul. Fine. So on the assumption that the Bala Korban, we paskin, the way we paskin, the whole story doesn't get off the ground. The Balaam cannot be Mefagim. On the assumption that you hold like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, then the Gemara said there's a further machlekes hatanoim, whether you say that's only a din and pigul in the Beis HaMikdash, that's bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Does it carry over to chutz also? Do you say amamatzino? Yafino chutz b'pnei manag. What do you mean chutz? Chutz means when you shechting for avodah zarah purposes. So let's say if somebody shechts a korban to avodah zarah, so it becomes tekruvis. The tekruvis is asabana. Why is it asabana? Because it's called zivchei meisim, a pasuk in Tilim. It refers to eating tekruvis. Vayochlu zivchei meisim. And we know that a mason is also bahano. Rashi always says, how do you know a mason is also bahano? Because when Miriam Hanaviyah died, it says, Vatama Sham Miriam, Vatikova Sham. And the word Sham has the connotation of Isa Hano. How do you know? Because it says, by Egla Rufa, Vyofu Sham is Egla Banachal. So just like an Egla Rufa is also bahano, and it says, there Sham, Vyofu Sham is Egla Banachal. And it says, by Miriam, Vatama Sham Miriam, Vatikova Sham. So that has the connotation of Isa Hano. And how do you know that Egla Rufa is also bahano? How do you know that? So Rashi quotes Vaita, because when you bring an Egla Rufa is brought. If you find a person, a Jewish person, was murdered somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, lo noda mihiko, nobody knows who the murderer is. If there's only Eid Echud, we learned in the Gemara in the end of Saita, if there's Eid Echud who saw the murderer, so Risi Ahorig, then you don't bring Egla Rufa. Nobody can step forward, even Eid Echud isn't there to say who the murderer was. So the Torah says you do this mitzvah, the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim says you do the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. It's such a strange, unusual mitzvah to draw attention to the murder in the hope that someone will step forward and help the police find they'll bring more pirsum. Today they would put it in the newspapers and be on the radio, and the police are looking for the murderer, and they give you a special number. Anybody who knows any information, call this number, and they'll keep you confidentiality. Okay. But in the days of the Tanakh, they didn't have such a thing, a special number for the police. So the Rambam says, he thinks that that, and Moreh Nevuchim, he thinks that that's the reason for the mitzvah. In order to draw attention to the murder, that someone should step forward and testify. So the din is you measure to the city, is the closest city, and the bezdin from that city has to bring an Egla Rufa, and then the Rabbanim from the bezdin say, Yodeinu l'shavcha sadam azav einenu l'ro, we're not responsible for the death. And then it says, the Kohanim should say, so usually Kapora comes in conjunction with Karbonis. So here, even though Egla Rufa is not at all a Karbon, has nothing to do with a Karbon, but Kapora Ksiv Bo Kikoch, just like Karbonis bring about Kapora, and Karbonis are also Bano, so since by Egla Rufa it's brought for the purpose of accomplishing a Kapora, Kapora Ksiv Bo Kikochim, that's how you know that it's also Bano. So this is quite a drawn out Yalfusa, that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is called Zivchei Mesim, and the Mes is also Bano. How do you know? Because you learn out from Egla Rufa. So that's a question. Is this really a Din D'Oraisa, or is this only a Chumer Midrabanan, that you say that Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also Bano? So that's a discussion. Tosfos in Bava Kamma has a discussion about that. Is that really, you usually assume Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafinon. This whole Pasuk, Vayuchel Zivchei Mesim, is in Tehillim. So usually you don't learn out Dinim Daraisa from Nevi'im Uksuvim. Dibre term, Dibre Kabbalah, I mean Dibre Kabbalah means Nevi'im Uksuvim. A Din Daraisa has to appear in Chumash somewhere. Here there is no Pasuk in Chumash. That's a Divan in Tosfos. Two opinions. Whether Tekruvus Avodah Zarah being also Bano, is that a Din Daraisa, Din Rabbanan? But it is a Din. It's a Din. So here, there are Tanoim who say in the Mishnah question, well, there's one Tana, both Tanoim, who say, Yalfinu Chutz Bifnim. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, if you would hold like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, we don't paskin, the whole story doesn't get off the ground. We paskin Baila Manat Mefaglim. The Bala Korban cannot make Pigul. But if one would have assumed like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, that the Balaam can make Pigul, so what if I am the Bala Behema and I ask a Shekha, please Shekh the Behema for me? And as he's Shekhing the Behema, I'm worshipping Avodah Zarah, and I'm saying that this should be a Tekruvus, this Behema should be a gift to the Avodah Zarah. And the Sheikh is a religious person with a beard and pace. He's not Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have a mind l'shem Avodah Zarah. He's laughing at me. But I'm a goy. Let's say I'm a goy, and I'm worshipping Avodah Zarah. I want to worship Avodah Zarah by his shechting the animal. So do you say the machshava of the Baal HaKorban, it's not a korban, the machshava of the Baal HaBehema plays a role? It's not really the same, but that's what we pointed out last week. The Baal HaKorban means not only the one who paid for it. Sometimes if I can't afford it and you donate a korban on my behalf, so you're the magdish but I'm the miskaper, so I'm the bala korban for the purpose of kapara. So if you hold like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosi, bala mefag means the one who is the bala kapara can make pigul, not the one who owns the flesh. So what are you going to say over here? The goy who paid money to the sheikh to shech the animal, he's the bailim. So the bailim can make machshebes Avodah Zarah. It's not the same kind of a bailim. So that's why there's a machlekes for the Alfinu Chutz Bifnim. Even if one were to assume, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, the Baila Mefaglim, the Bala Korban can make Pigul, his machshava does play a role. We pass cannot not. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. But even if one were to hold like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, there's room to distinguish and say, Le Alfinu Chutz Bifnim. That's only the Beis Hamikdash by Karbanis, because the Bala Karban plays a role, not in Didi Mamanis. He's the Bala Karban for Kapara purposes. He can throw in a monkey wrench and he can have Machshev as Pigul and Pasal the Karban. But by Shechting Lavidazar Bachutz, there's room to say Lo Yafin Achutz Bifnim. So that was a Machlokes. And we paskin, the whole story doesn't get off the ground. We paskin even in the Beis Hamikdash. So there's an interesting line in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Rambam writes that the din is if a nochri shechts a behema. We had this mishnah in the first parak. If a non-Jew is the shechet, so shechitos and avela. Why is it shechitos and avela? What kind of a din is that? So we learned when we learned the first parak. So there was machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos says because in order to be roy lishchot you have to be a bar zvicha. So a Jew is not allowed to eat nevela, not kishochten, and if a Jew touches nevela, he becomes tamei. A goy is permitted to eat nevela, so he doesn't need shechita for that, and a goy is not mekabel tuma. If a goy drops dead, he's a mace. A mace is metame, either the maga memasa, maybe, but oh well, that's a machlokes hatanoim, where they may say akum. A Jewish mace is metame, maga masa, and oil. And a goyish mace, a machlokes hatanoim, and a machlokes the rishonim had a pasuk, and it's a question whether they may say akum on metame boy. But he's been tamid b'magam amasa, that for sure. But a goy while he's alive is not mekabel tuma. So the shechita is not relevant for the non-Jew, not relevant for heter achila. He's not allowed to eat eid marachai. He's not permitted to eat eid marachai, but for that you didn't need shechita. He could have just as well shot the animal. The animal could drop dead. And also, it won't be an eid marachai. What's the relevance of the shechita? So shechita is not relevant for the goy. He's not mekabel tuma. And he's not muzer against eating in a veil or trefa, so the shechita is totally irrelevant as far as he's concerned. So Tosfos understood there's no Gemara. The Gemara never explains why is it no good. The Mishnah just says shechita sakam nevel. If a goy shechts a behemah, you're not allowed to eat it, it's a nevel. So Tosfos says because they made up their own drosha, Tosfos and the Rosh, they think that that's the pshat, that in order to be considered a shechet, you have to be a bar zvicha. So Nochri is not a bar zvicha, so he's not roi lishchet. The Rambam doesn't learn. So the Tosfos learns, if you're not a bar zvicha, you shecht. It's mamish and avela, it's metami b'masa. If a goy shechts and you touch it, so the Mishnah says, shechitas hak nevela, or metami b'masa. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah, the Rambam quotes the Din, and he says, metami b'masa is only midirabbonim. It's nevela min ha-Torah, but metami zayim b'masa is only midirabbonim. Why did he introduce a Din derabbonim? So he says it's like a din that if you brought tikruvis labadizare, so the tikruvis labadizare is metame. That's only midirabbanan. Tikruvis labadizare is metame is only midirabbanan. So the Rambam says over here also, if the goy shechts a behema, it's along the lines of tikruvis. What does it got to do with tikruvis? The goy didn't worship labadizare. What kind of tikruvis? The Rambam says the mocker, the shechita sach nevela, is the pasuk in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah forbids us from intermarriage, and the Torah says you should be careful when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to wipe out the Zainumis, and be careful not to be nichshol and avodah zarah, lest the kor lecha v'echalta mizivchai, the goy will invite you to his party, and he'll feed you what he shechts to kruvas avodah zarah, so you'll be nimshach after avodah zarah. Don't do that. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk kor lecha v'echalta mizivchai. So you see, if a goy shechts, it's no good. One could have said pshat and pasuk, yishechting la b'dizaret. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. So the Rambam understood, no mizivchai, yishecht it for the family to eat, not the shame of b'dizaret. But the Rambam says it has something to do with b'dizaret. The Rambam understands the iser of shechita sakam nevela has to do with b'dizaret. So that's why he writes that the metame b'masa is only midirabbanan. Just like b'dizaret is metame b'masa, just like tikruv is b'dizaret, the metame b'masa, that's only a chumer midirabbanan. So the shechita sakam nevela is also only midirabban. So the Rambam, writes a surprising statement. He says, if a non-Jew requests from a Jew to shecht the behemah for him, are you allowed to eat the flesh? The behemah belongs to a non-Jew, and he commissions a Jew. A non-Jew has a kosher butcher business. He has a kosher meat business industry. And he has a whole farm full of animals, and he hires a shechet to shecht the behemah. And then he has Jewish people working in the butcher shop, and they're selling kosher meat. And everybody, all from eat, and everybody's all absolutely kosher meat. So of course that's a, it's a practice all over the world. So the Rambam says that's because that's because we don't hold from Baile Mefaglim. If the din would have been Baile Mefaglim, if the din would have been Yafinu Chutz Mifnum Baile Mefaglim, so just like if the guy asks me to shecht the behemah and he says, and I want it l'shem avodah zara, so we say, what do I care what you want? I'm shechting and not l'shem avodah zara. You can talk from today till next year, you want l'shem avodah zara, but you're not shechting the behemah. I'm shechting. So we paskin, the machsheves abalim doesn't play a role at all. So the Rambam writes, if the din would have been like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef, the Baile Mefaglim, and the din would have been Yafinu Chutz Mipneim, that not only if the goy says, I want you to shecht the shame of Avodah Zarah, he says, I don't believe in Avodah Zarah. Even if the goy says, I don't believe in Avodah Zarah. But if the goy himself would shecht it, that would be also because of Kor Lecha V'Yechalta Mizivchoy, is not because you need, not like Taisus that you need a Bar Zvicha. The Rambam says it's also because it has some connection with Avodah Zarah. And that's where the Rambam says, Metamei B'mas is only the Rabbanu, like Avodah Zarah is Metamei B'mas. Like the Kruvus Avodah Zarah is Metamei B'mas. So the Rambam says, we are saved. The fact that we have such an institution all over the world, non-Jews own a kosher meat industry. He owns the animals, and he commissions a sheikhet, a Jewish sheikhet, to shecht the animal. This is only possible because the din is that Bailam are not mefaglim, and it doesn't, and if, even if Bailam would be mefaglim, lo yafin al chutz bipnei. If the din would have been Baile Mefaglim, the Machsheves HaBadim plays a role. Afinu Chutz Mipneim, then the goy owning the animal would make it Nevela, even though a Jewish shechting. Why would it make it Nevela? It would be Osa Bachila Muta Bano. If the goy says, I want you to, I want it to be L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and you hold Afinu Chutz Mipneim, then it would be Osa Bano. The Gemara said, Alam and Chesam and Beis, then it would be Osa Bano. The Rambam is talking about a case the goy doesn't think Avodah Zarah. No, he says, I want kosher meat for the Jewish customers. So the Rambam says, if the din would have been Yafinu Chutz Mipneim and Baile Mefaglim, then it would have been Osa Bachila and Muta Bano. Why? So you see that the Rambam, said Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you see from the Rambam is kemat explicit on the whole pshat. Rav Soloveitchik just added on one more notch over here. To be mazved, there's a missing link in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the if a goy shechts, you're not allowed to eat it, is because of Kor Lecha V'Yechalta Mizivchoy. Even though the goy didn't state explicitly, he's not thinking L'Avodah Zarah. Reb Lezer thinks Tam Machshev Esachim L'Avodah Zarah. A goy who's over L'Avodah Zarah, if he's there, Afrum a goy, so we have to be concerned. He's always thinking L'Shem L'Avodah Zarah. Today, the Nochem that we bumped into in New York, they go to church all the time, they believe in Yoshke. None of them, if they would kill it, none of them would have a mind the shame of it. I don't think Reb Lezer would ever say that in New York. That nobody brings the Kruvus Avodah Zarah. So no one would think Stam Machshev Esachim Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam understood that when the Torah says, if a goy shechts a behemah, you're not allowed to eat it, because subconsciously, any Nochri who's Avodah Zarah always has a mind subconsciously the shame of it is on. So to Asabah, no, you have to have that consciously. He's thinking that he wants it to be Tikruvus. But if subconsciously he is an Avid Avid Azar, even if right now he's not thinking L'Shem Avid Azar, that's enough to Asabachila. It's a perfect Shechita. Don't worry about Bar Zvicha. There's no such din. Tosis invented that. The Rambam doesn't hold from that. The Rambam says it's no good because we call the Chavi Chalta Mizivchai. That Stam Machshev Esakum subconsciously is going to be L'Avid Azar. So that's why he says, if the din would have been a baile mefaglim, afinu chutz mipneim, then if a goy would own a behemah and he would ask the Jew to shecht, it would have been osa bachila. But the shechet is Jewish. It's yisol sheshachet. It's not akam sheshachet. No, shechita sakam is nevela because we assume subconsciously stam achshev sakam lavoy dezar. So if the din would have been that baile mefaglim, afinu chutz mipneim, if the goy owns the behemah and a Jew is shechting, the goy is not thinking at all the shame lavoy dezar. It would have been also bachila because of the subconscious thinking of the Baal Bein. That's a chiddush. The Rambam is very mashma like that. So the Rambam seems to hold. Then the Rambam writes, the Rambam has everything in the Rambam is usually a direct quotation either from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, from the Tosefta, or sometimes from the Tshuva Sagoidim. So here the Rambam has a statement. We don't know any source for this. He writes, V'geder gadol gidru b'dover zeh. They made a harchoke. A Haseis HaSyog is a gather. You have to be machmer. They made, they threw in a chumer that even if the Akam Shel Shochat is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, he's a ger toshav. Ger toshav committed himself to observe the Shem HaMitzvah Ben Enoch, and he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah at all. So the Rambam writes, forget it, God will give you a bit of a zed. They made a chumrah that even if the Nochri, who shecht, the whole reason why Shechita Sakam, according to Tosfos, Shechita Sakam is no good because he's not a bar zvicha. He's permitted to eat nevela and he's not mekabel tuma, so Shechita is irrelevant to him. So whoever is not a bar hach is ain't a b'tara Shechita, so it's not right to shecht. That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos, Shechita Sakam nevela, metame b'masas, metame min haTorah. And a veiler that didn't have a proper shechita is metame menator. The Rambam says no. The shechita sakam is a good shechita, and metame is only midirabbanon because, like avodah zarah, is metame midirabbanon. Shechita sakam neveiler because of kor lachal v'yachalta mizivcha. He probably had in mind subconsciously, in the back of his mind, he must have been thinking about avodah zarah. So the question is, what if he's a ger toishov? Hotin shken shaychas to avodah zarah. He committed himself. He pledged the ger toishov is a nochri. Who pledges, who commits himself in the presence of the Bezdin of three Jews, that he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah, he's going to observe the Shem and Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. So Hatnish Kan Shaychas with Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says, Ger Gadol Gidr B'dov Azeh, Shafil Ger Toshav Shel Shochat, is also Shechitas HaNevela. So that's a big machlekes in Achreinim. When the Rambam says, Ger Gadol Gidr B'dov Azeh, he means this is a Harchokim Midirabbanan, or he means a Ger Min HaTorah. Usually a geder asiyag is usually asiyag midirabban. So that's how the shach. Shach in Yeridei is in base when they talk about shechita sakam. So the shach quotes, I think the Bach, he quotes the classical poskim say that it means midirabban. And Rab Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rab Chaim thought that that the Rama meant minatur. He didn't think that it was midirabban. How can you use such an expression? Geder gadol gidra b'dov hazeh. It sounds befavors that it's only midirabbanan. So he says his grandfather Rab Chaim referred to a Medrash Rabbah, it's an Ovis Rab Nosson on the first mission in Pirkei Ovis. It says, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Moshe Kippachtar Messinim, Esar Yeshua, Yeshua Neskenim, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Hei Mamar Shlosh Advarim. So one of the Shlosh Advarim was, Aseis Yog Latar. So the Medrash elaborates on that. Ovis Rab Nosson has all the Mishnahs in Pirkei Ovis with more elaboration, so it has the same elaboration. Ezu Siyog Shasas HaTor L'Dvareho, when the Chachamim are going to make Aseis Yog LaTorah, they should pattern their siyogim after the siyogim derais. So where do you find the siyog in the Torah? So the Ovis Rab Nosson and the Medrash Rabbi give two examples. So one is, you're not allowed to live with someone else's wife in Eishes Ish. But let's say, I'll kiss her, I'll hug her, I'll dance with her. So a person would think, maybe that's mutter. So the Torah says, V'elisha b'nidu, or ishto nidu, v'elisha b'nidu, no, v'elisha b'nidu istamasa, le'sikru le'galaserva. You're not allowed to hug her, you're not allowed to kiss her, you're not allowed to dance with your wife when she's a nida or with someone else's wife. It's a siog. So it sounds that it's a siog deraisa. That's what it sounds. That's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam holds that not only actually living with the Eishes Ish and with the Yerbas and Issa deraisa, kirabasa, to dance, to hug, to kiss, is also a real Issa deraisa. And the Ramban thinks that it's only a gzeirah midrabban. So the Achreinim point out that this Medrash Rabbah and this Ovis Rab Nosson sounds like the Rambam. The Mechaber writes like that, the one who kisses a Nida, one who kisses an Eishes Ish, gets Malkus. Malkus you only have if you violate an Issa Deraisa. So that's one example that the Ovis Rab Nosson gives. Ezu Siog, Shosus HaTor L'Divarai. Where you find the Siog Deraisa? Elisha Benidus Tomasa, Le Sikavu Le Galasar, Le Kirabas is awesome. Then he gives another example. We don't want the Nazir to drink wine. That's the main din of the Naziris. He's not allowed to be in time of the Mesim, he's not allowed to take care of, he's not allowed to drink wine. Why is he not allowed to eat the shells? He's not allowed to eat grapes, not allowed to eat the pits, not allowed to eat the shells. What's going to happen already? He's not going to get drunk from eating grapes, not going to get drunk from eating the pits. So that's the, he's not allowed to eat the Michad Sarim, Adzag Lo Yechal. That's a Siog, Shelo Yovali Day, drinking the wine. So these are the two mishalim that the Medrash Rabbah and the Ovis Rabbah doesn't give. So you see that there is such a concept of a siyog deraisa. So even though the Rambam writes the geder gadol gidru b'dovah zeh, sounds like the rabbis. The rabbis means the Torah shebal peh. The rabbis were the ones who developed the Torah shebal peh. So that's Rab Chaim understood that the Rambam, he thought the Rambam didn't mean midirabbanan like the Shach thinks that if a ger toshav sheshachat is nevela is only midirabbanan. Rab Chaim thought that the Rambam meant that it's a siyog deraisa. But it's a loy plug deraisa, but the real prohibition really only makes sense if the nachish shachat himself is one who has to do with avodah zarah. So then you say that even if stamach shevesakim is lavla avodah zarah, he's not consciously thinking the shemtik groups. Consciously thinking, we would have said it's asabano. We say shchita sakim nevela. It's not asabano. It's asabachila. Why? Because subconsciously he's probably thinking about avodah zarah. So that's why we had to say chiddush. And even if it's a ger toishav, he's not thinking at all. He doesn't participate in avodah zarah. He committed himself in the front of a bezna of three. He's a ger toishav. He committed himself to observe all the shavim mitzvah. So that's also a light plug there, Isa.
There's no such thing as a malchus for a derabanan.
A malchus derabanan, there would be makas mardus, but you wouldn't say loike. Loike has the connotation of loike ben atayrah. Once in a while, the Gemara will quote a maishne, a braise, and it says loike. The Gemara will say, as a dechik teretz, loike means makas mardis min rabban. But usually the term loike means that it's a nisa deraisa. The Mechaber writes, if one does kirubasa with ishto nido, with one of their eyes loike, that's what he means to say. He means to say that it's a nisa deraisa. In the days of the Mechaber, there was no malchus. What's he putting in that you get malchus? No one's getting any milk. No one gets any misa. No one gets any. We don't have any smuchim. So it means to say that it's an isa deraisa. If there's any suffix, you have to go to chumra. Yeah, the term like ruba de ruba of the time means malchus deraisa. Malchus derabbanan is called, you would write, malchus mardus. Some claim the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontif, Sheni Shel Golias talks about this. If a person does malacha on Yontif, usually you have a heter achal nefesh. Let's say there's a case where there's no heter achal nefesh. So if one does malacha on the first day yontif, that's deraisa, so you get malchus deraisa. If you do malacha on the second day yontif, then you get malchus mardus derabbanan. So what's the difference between malchus deraisa and malchus mardus derabbanan? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. Hilchas Yontif, the first siman is yontif rishon, the second siman in Hilchas Yontif is yontif sheni shel golias. And then you have Moshe Manim spelling out all the detail. So the Magen Avraham quotes an opinion that Malkus deraisa is 39 Malkus if the person is up to it. If you think he may die, you don't give him 39 Malkus. You have to make sure that he survives after it. And Malkus Maris Rabban is only 13. He quotes such an opinion. Malkus deraisa, you give three times. Malkus Haruyas Lehishtalish has to be in a unit of three. And you give two thirds. Let's say he only gets three Halkoyas. So you give two on the back and one on the chest. If he gets nine, if he gets the Bezna Nesesa, the doctors of the Bezna Nesesa, this man, we're afraid, you give more than nine Malkus, he may die. You only give him nine. So you give six on the back and three on the chest. If you give all 39, if he's healthy, give all 39. So you give two thirds on the back and one third on the chest. So that's one opinion. The Magen Avraham quotes such an opinion. It's not from the Rishonim, it's from the Achrayim. They came up, there's no source in the Gemara for that. The Malkus Bar is going to be one third of the Malkus. They're nice. Sometimes, yeah. The Gemara says, if a person refuses to perform a mitzvah, you tell him you have to shake a lulav today, you have to sit in sukkah, you have to eat matzah, and he refuses to, so we're koy for him. We're koy for him, it means if everybody is observant, and he's the only wise guy who's not observant, so then, and if we'll beat him up, this will keep everybody in check, in place. Today, what shaykh, the religious Jews are the minority, so even if we would be the majority, they'll think that we're crazy if we're going to beat everyone up who doesn't want to observe the mitzvah satar. They'll think that we're mishigoyim. But if everyone is observant and only one or two people are violating the mitzvahs, then we have a right to be koy for them. So we beat them up till he agrees to do the mitzvahs. So then it says, Makanosach teitzin napsha, if he keeps on refusing, he's going to be so obstinate. Keeps on refusing, he doesn't want to keep the mitzvah. So we keep on beating him up. Achet teitzin napsha. That's the question. What does that mean? Achet teitzin napsha. So Chaim Heller put out in Europe, put out a new edition of the Sefer Mitzvahs LaHarambam. He knew Arabic, so he made a new translation. He didn't know Kapach made a new translation from A to Z. He just retranslated the whole thing from the Arabic, because the old translation is in such a stilted Hebrew, it doesn't read well at all. Chaim Heller didn't do that. He just took the old translation, he corrected it whenever it was incorrect. So he put out in Europe, before the war, he put out a Sefer Mitzvahs LaHarambam. They say that the Chafetz Chaim said that after he put out his edition, you're not allowed to have the old edition of the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Gemara says you're not allowed to keep in your house a sefer sheina muge, a sefer that has mistakes in it. So he said all the old edition was sefer sheina muge, al tashkin ba'alecha avla. You're not allowed to keep in the house a sefer that has mistakes, that has misprints. So they said the Chavetz Chaim said everybody has to use Rav Chaim Helles. So Rav Chaim Helles' edition, he put footnotes on the bottom of the page with Mar Mekaymus. So when the Rambam, sometimes Mar Mekaymus really have nothing to do with the text for the Rambam, some interesting. So he quotes the Shita Mekubetzus on that daf and Ksuvas daf Peivov. When the Gemara says Makanosa Achetetze Nafsho, so the Shita Mekubetzus says it's not to be taken literally Achetetze Nafsho till he drops dead. What do you keep on beating him for? He's going to become unconscious. Then what are you going to ask him? You want to eat matzah? He's not going to be able to answer. Achetetze Nafsho means till he becomes unconscious. Okay, but he's also going to be half dead. It's also Achetetze Nafsho is also a matzah. But if a person did an Aveira, that's what the Ran and Ksuvas point said. Person did an Aveira, the Rabbanah, he deserves Makas Mardis. That you don't give Achetetze Nafsho. That you give Makas Mardis, either 39 or 13, whatever it is. The Rambam writes in one place, the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach, sounds from the Gemara, it's only an Issa the Rabbanah. Whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach is in violation of an Issa the Rabbanah, like boil our sauce of the base chamav, whatever that, why is that a mushroom? It's problematic. And the Rambam writes, you give him Makas Mardis. So the Rambam writes, you give him Makas Mardis, Achetetze Nafsho. So the Ran Ksubas quotes the Rambam, he says, why should you give Achetetze Nafsho? It's an upgeton da aver. Achetetze Nafsho is, he refuses to perform a mitzvah. Lulav sheni noitel, suke sheni oise, matzah sheni oichel, he doesn't want to eat matzah, he doesn't want to perform a mitzvah. So you beat him up to pressure him to do the mitzvah, and if he keeps on refusing, so you keep on hitting him, keep on beating him up till he gives in, until he drops dead, or till he becomes unconscious. Achetetze Nafsho, but anoinish lisha over, it should be achetetze Nafsho. So the Ran Tainas on the Ram doesn't make any sense. Atala digay Rambam. So this is the Gemara that we were learning last week. This is some interesting Gemara. Let's see, where do we leave off? We left off somewhere. Lamites on the base. I think the third line from the top. Let's see. We'll go back again. Tanya Kabbalah, there was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So there's a Tosefta that said. The Gemara said there's a, they fregged up Reish Lakish, and often a Mishnah against Reish Lakish. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, or Reish Lakish said it before he learned that Mishnah. Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan before he taught him that Mishnah. After he taught him the Mishnah, he realized Rabbi Yochanan was right. It's a strange Gemara. So that's what the other Rishonim said. How can it be? What do you mean? If they quote his opinion, means he was knowledgeable. He knew the Mishnah, and he said the Mishnah is not against him. So that's why there's another Gersa. But that's how Rashi learned the Pshat in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say? Tosefta. Hashechas ha-behema, hishechts ha-behema to eat it. But he intends lizrik dama l'avedis kachavim alahakta chelba l'avedis chavim. He plans to do zrikas hadam for avedis zar. But right now he's not shechting the shame of avedis zar. Does it become tikruvis? So that was machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. What they say, mechashve me'avoda l'avoda. He's shechting not l'shem avedis zar, but he has in mind there was a machlekes in karbonis and a machlekes chutz l'beis hamikdash by avedis zar also. He's doing shchita, and he intends to do the zrika b'shem avodah zarah, but he didn't do it yet. So shechet behemah lizuk dam al avodah zarah, haktechel b'al avodah zarah, harei lezivchei meisim. We treat it as if the shchita was done l'shem tekruvis, and it's also about not. And Reish Lakish disagreed. The Gemara says, we don't pass like Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Now, that's where we left off last week. We're on by the tiny letter base. What is it? Five lines from the top. What if shchata on lamites on the base? Five lines from the top. So it says shchata. What if he shechts a behema? What is it? Six lines from the top. Six lines from the top. What if shchata he shechts a behema? The chakach he shibaleha. He shechts a behema. He didn't say he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah. And after he finishes shechting, then he says 2 minutes later, and this shchita that I just did, that I finished, this was l'shem avodah zarah. But he didn't say it at the time that he was shechting. That he didn't say shechting l'avodah zarah. Zehoyem aisa b'kesari. This an issue came up. Someone did it in the city Kesari. But amar bala isa bala hetter. The Tanoim didn't know how to paskin. Whether he should say it's osabano or mutabano. Why not? Why didn't they know? Amar avchiz. That's the end of the Tosefta. So the Gemara is going to comment on that last line. Why is Lo Amar Lo Leisa Balaheta? Why didn't they know what to do? Amar Avchizde Lo Amar Ba Iser Mishum Kvodim Derabban Laheta Mishum Kvodim Derablazer Derablazer. What's the Shaila Rablazer Nechachamim? What does Rashi say? The issue was in the Mishnah whether you say Stam Machsheves Ovi Kachovim Lavedes Kachovim. This was a Jew who shechted. This was a Jew who shechted. So he says, but later on he demonstrates to us that he's involved in Avodah Zarah Zachen. So that's the Shaila. Achagav Digloy Milsa De Mumahu. We discover later on that this guy is involved in Avodah Zarah. Le'amina mistama kishchata b'reisha mistama when he shechted it 2 minutes ago loch ishchata, because you don't say like that stamach sheva laveris kam le'amina, you don't say he probably had a mind laveris zare. So that shayla whether you say stamach sheva sakam laveris zare, that means is a rasa bahnoa. Do we assume that afrume goy zobi laveris zare always has a mind stam? He didn't say one way or the other. We assume he probably had a mind l'shem laveris zare, so it's rasa bahnoa. Well, it's not rasa bahnoa. But that's what it says. Layam bala yisavala heta means they didn't say asabano, they didn't say mutabano. That's what it means. It goes by the asabano mutabano. Not nachma. Amar avchizda layam ba iser. Why not mishum kvaidim derabbanan? Because the rabbanan say we don't say stamach sheva sakam labedizar. So the fellow didn't say shechting labedizar. Why didn't they say heta? Mishum kvaidim derablaze? Because Rablaze helps. He do say stamach shevas goy labedizar. And just like you say, Stamach Shevis Ovid Kochavim Labedizor, Stamach Shevis Mumer, a Jew who's a Mumer Labedizor, also Stamach Shabta Labedizor. So that's what Rav Chizda says. They didn't want to take a stand because it's a Machlaikas Hatanaim and a Mishnah. Shai. Frag di Gemara Mimai. How do you know that that's Pshat? Dilmat Kan Lakam Rabbana Hasmel Ad Loshe Mayna Di Choshiv. Maybe the only reason why the Chachamim are Mekel in the Mishnah that it's Mutsa Bahanoah, because he didn't say Bu at all. He didn't say anything about Avodah Zarah, but here the guy shechts a beim, and then 2 minutes later he advertises to everybody, I had in mind 2 minutes ago the shame of Avodah Zarah. So maybe over here they'll agree that it was Tamach Sheves, it was Machshav to Avodah Zarah. He told us 2 minutes later. He didn't tell us in advance, but he told us afterwards. So the Gemara said, this is not the same as the other case. No, come on. Dilma, so the Gemara said, Mimai, Vezok, that this, the Rav Chizda's Pshat is correct in the Tosefta. That they didn't want to take a stand, because on Machlekes Ablaz and the Chachamim, it's not true. Dilma, perhaps. And the case in the Mishnah, Lamechesam Beis, he didn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. He said 2 minutes later. Maybe I should say, if he says it 2 minutes later, obviously that's what he had in mind. B'shas Meisel, the Shem Avodah Zarah. So maybe the Rabbana would be Maida. Inami, or perhaps not Muchach, the Reb Lezer would say it's us. Maybe Adkan Lacham Reb Lezer Asam Legabi Yavi Kachovim. He said it by a Nachri, by a Goy Yavi Rabbi Zar. The Stamach Shevis Havi Kacham, Labbi Rizkam. This is a Yisrael Mumer over here. So he shechts a Beim, and then 2 minutes later he says, oh, I love Avodah Zarah, I just shechted it, Hashem Avodah Zarah. Maybe Reb Lezer would never say it by a Jew. Avodah Zarah, maybe if the Jew has been practicing Avodah Zarah for a while, we know of that. Maybe also stamach shavta l'avodizah. But here, we never heard at all that the guy ever has a shaychus for l'avodizah until 2 minutes after he finishes the shchita. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe Rav Lezer would never apply his opinion here.
The regular case of pigul, isn't there machlokas whether or not it has to be said out loud?
Yes.
Yeah. So why can't we learn from this Gemara that the mashal should be good?
The Chasam Sefer asked that kasha. Right. And the Chidush Aman and Chulin, he asked that kasha. It's a big kasha, yeah. Why not learn from this Gemara? You see that Machshav alone. The only thing is, he had a great grandson. We quote every so often. The first descendant who was named after him was the Rav in Kloisenberg. He wrote a sefer Dorevi. He's the fourth generation of the after the Chassam Sefer, and he's proud about the fact. He was the first one, Moshe Glasner, his name was. He was the first one to be named after the Alter Zeda. Chassam Sefer's name was Moshe Sefer, Moshe Shriver. So he quotes the Chassam Sefer, his great-grandfather asked that kasha, and he says he doesn't see that it's such a strong kasha. He thinks the pigul is a machlokes, where they need Amira not, because he can't read the guy's mind. But over here, the guy shechts a behem, and then he says 2 minutes later, shechted the shem of the zara. So there is a psychological umdana, perhaps. If he says it 2 minutes later, so maybe that indicates that that's what he says, that's what he had in mind. So maybe that indicates psychologically that that's what he taka had in mind. The Gemara is going to show different cases where sometimes you do say, hachir sof al tchilos. Whenever there's an umdana in the muchach, let's say we have a din, dvarm shebelev ein advarm. Dvarm shebelev ein advarm. The Gemara has a case in Kiddushan on Daf Mem Tes. A man lives in New York, and he sells his house, and then he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and then his job falls through. He moved to Eretz Yisrael to get a job, but when he sold the house to the Lokech, he never said, I'm selling the house because I have a job, I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, and if it falls through, I want to get my house back, because I have to move back to America. He never made that condition. He just sells the house. The Lokech didn't even know. He thought he's moving to another house in New York. He didn't realize he's going on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Amaisu Shehoy, a fellow sold the house, then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, then the job fell through, so he moved back to Bavel, and he wants back his house. So the Gemara says, Dvarm Shebelev, Ein Advarm, he didn't say. But what if it would be Umdin in the Muchach? Everybody in the neighborhood is talking about it. Everybody knows that he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. So then Taisus says, it would appear, all the Rishonim say, it would appear from the Gemara that even if he didn't make a Tanai at the time that he sold the house, he didn't say, on the condition that my job works out and my Aliyah works out, so then the house is yours, and if the job falls through, I want the house back. He didn't say that tonight. You don't have to say that tonight. Whatever, it's an umdan in the muchach, it's considered as if dvarm shebeliba belev kol adam, that's not called dvarm shebelev. That's an umdan in the muchach, it's not called dvarm shebelev. So that's what the Doravi tainus, to answer his great-grandfather's discussion, he says you can't really prove anything over here, because if you say, achich sof al tchilasa, what you're saying is that there was, from the whole picture, there's an umdir in the muchach that that's what he had in mind. So that's not the same as just having machsheves pigul in your mind, or a person writes a get lishma, he didn't say anything. So how do you know that he's writing lishma? If the husband tells him, please write me a get lishma, then it looks like it is lishma. But let's say, tying tzitzis, what else is it? Who ties, which guy ties strings on a corner? Probably he's also umdir in the muchach. Probably should also be an umdir in the muchach. Yeah, it's a question whether the argument that the great-grandson presented is really an argument or not. If you hold that you need dibur, without dibur, it's not because dvarm shebelev ein advarm, because you need dibur. Machshava doesn't count, you need dibur. So then it wouldn't even help. Dvarm shebelev ein advarm. Yeah.
What exactly constitutes
umdan
advarm? I know that Islam maybe is not considered a Muslim part of this definition.
He worships the same invisible God that we have, but if a person believes that something other than the invisible God is the deity, someone believes that this container has powers like a deity, it controls the world. If someone believes that Lubavitcher Rebbe is a deity, he controls the world.
But Islam, is Islam
of God's own? No, Islam is not of it, but if a Jew converts to Islam, that's the equivalent of apikorsis. Let's say they pressure a Jew, we have to convert to Islam and we're going to kill you. So we say, Yehorek Bal Yavar. What's a Yehorek Bal Yavar? It's Avodah Zarah. But it's not Avodah Zarah. They're monotheists. They believe in the same invisible God that we worship. Yeah. Right. So some of the Catholics only worship one God, and others believe in the Trinity, and they feel that the Son is also a deity. A partner. So that's real Avodah Zarah. But let's say a Jew converts to Islam on the threat of death, that's considered Yehorek Bal Yavar. Why? So in the Shulchan Aruch they explain why. They quote the Radvaz that let's say a guy holds a gun to my head and he says, eat the chazer or I kill you. So eat the chazer, pikoch nefesh is deicha kol atarakula. But if the guy says, eat the chazer or I kill you, because you know and I know that since Yoshke came on the scene, since Muhammad came on the scene, so the laws of the Torah are not binding anymore. So then by eating the chazer, it means I'm giving in to his belief, to his amunah, to his gleidim, that once Yashke came on the scene, the laws of the Torah are not binding. So that's the equivalent of Avodah Zarah. That's kfira. That's kfira and kol haTorah kula. So Yehorek Bal Yavar not only applies to actual Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah, worshipping some deity other than the Rabbanu Shalom, to be kofer in Torah, to say that the Torah is not binding, is also Yehorek Bal Yavar. But Islam itself is not Avodah Zarah. Take, for example, the Paskim say, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has a tshuva about this. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not proper to take a church where they worship the Avodah Zarah and convert it to use it as a shul. Moos Lagavoya. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan points out, based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Beis HaKnesset, it depends what kind of a church was it. So if it was a Trinitarian church, and they worship not only the Father, they worship the Son also, so that's Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to convert such a Trinitarian church to be a shul. But what if it was a mosque? So a mosque per se is not Avodah Zarah. If they'll force me to convert to become an Islam, so that's Yoharag Vayavah, because they're forcing me to say that the Torah is not binding anymore. Torah's Moshe is not binding. That's Kfirah. But the act of worshipping Islam religion, that per se is not Avodah Zarah. So that's not Moos Lagavoyah. To convert a monotheistic Christian church, there are such things. Unitarian. They don't all believe Unitarian church, or to convert a mosque to become a shul. That's permissible. That's not Moos Lagavoyah.
The case where the person sells the house to move there to Israel. So let's say it's an umdana demuchach in the community where the seller is, but in the community where the buyer is, let's say they're coming from another town. It's not an umdana demuchach.
I think it has to be an umdana demuchach to the lekeach. The lekeach is, if the lekeach lives in a different country, in a different city, they don't know anything about it. That's not called umdana demuchach. It has to be the he. It's an umdana demuchach to him. He understood that was a condition in the sale. Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't like this suggestion, what Rav Chisda said. But the Tosefta says, lo yamar ba leisa laheta, because of the machlokes, ablez and the chacham. The Gemara says they don't think that it's the same. So the Gemara says, no, el amar Rav Shizvi, a different shot, not like Rav Chisda. Has nothing to do with the machlokes, Rav Leza and the Chachamim. Thank you. But stam achshev is hakim la v'rizah. It's a different issue. What is el amar Rav Shizvi? Lo yamar by hetem shim kvarad Rav Shim Gamliel. There's a machlokes from Shim Gamliel and the Chachamim. So that's why they didn't want to take his stand, because of that machlokes. Velchem machlokes. Hey Rav Shim Gamliel, which sheet of Rav Shim Gamliel is there a machlokes? And in this Tosefta, they didn't want to take his stand. If you should say Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Gittin in Masechus Gittin, there's a din, a husband has to give the get. The husband has to instruct the Sefer to write the get. If the Sefer writes the get on his own, that's not called the Shema. Only the Kosovo La Sefer Krisis, the husband has to write the get, or the husband can authorize the Sefer to write the get. The Sefer writes on his own without Sivay Habal, that's not called the Shema. Then the husband has to give the get in person, the Nesinus a get, or appoint a shliach to give the get. So let's say the husband is going on a business trip, and he says, "Ksob get lishti." He tells her, "Write a get for my wife." But he didn't say kisvu tenu. He didn't say write a get and give the get to my wife, because I'm going away for 5 years to Indonesia. I'm not going to be back. So if he would have said write a get and give it to my wife, so he writes a get, gives it to the wife, is good. He says ksob get lishti. He didn't say kisvu tenu. So if they wrote and they gave it, he never authorized it to get. It's no good. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. This not is a Mishnah. You can habari if a person is healthy. Shama kisva get liishti. Write a get for my wife, and then the sefer who wrote the get misunderstood. So he thought he meant write a get and give it, and he goes and he gives the get to the wife, and then later on they realize the husband never authorized it to see this get. He only authorized writing. So the Mishnah says rotze lasachikbo. He's just kibitzing around. Writing a get is irrelevant. Unless he says kisva get liishti, tenu get liishti. Or ma'isa bebari. Once upon a time, an incident occurred. A healthy man shamak kisva get liishti. He said, "Write a get for my wife." Or ala lagag minafa, climbed up on the roof, and he fell down and he died. So what's the din? So we just said if a healthy person a bari who says kisva get liishti, he didn't say kisva tenu. He just said kisva. So he wrote nothing. So the get is good. It's a kosher get, but he never authorized the nesinus a get. So now, maisa, there was a maisa. Healthy person says gets, we didn't say tenu. Went on top of the roof and he fell down and he died. It depends. If he committed suicide, if it seems that he committed suicide, I raise a get. So obviously he was a little tzedreit when he says kiss with get lishti. He means I'm going to commit suicide. To give my, he meant to say, I'm going to take my life soon. So, well, why should my wife be skukal yavam? Why she sheptus at shiva? Whatever, do her a favor, write a get. And he was crazy. He was soon going to commit suicide. So he jumped off from the roof. He committed suicide. It took him a couple of days till he died. And they went and they gave the get. So if he commits suicide, hareze a get, because when he said kisvu, he really meant kisvu tenu. We see from the whole incident that he really meant kisvu tenu. He was planning to commit suicide. However, dim haruach dochasai, but if he didn't commit suicide, the wind was blowing, there was a hurricane, there was a tornado, and he fell down and he died, then ain't no get. Then the get is no good. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Havinam Ba, we asked Akasha Havayas. Havayas the Abayu the Rabbah, the Kasha is the Abayu. The Havinam Ba, we asked Akasha on the Mishnah. Maisalist, or this Mishnah doesn't read straight. Mishnah has a din. A healthy man has said, kiss, forget, lishti, is meaningless. Then they tell the story. The healthy man said, kiss, forget, lishti, didn't say tenu. Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said, sometimes it will be good. But you just said it's no good. He just said if a healthy person says kizvi and lichi, fregimar, maisa listar. How do you write a Mishnah? You say a din, and then you can tell a story that contradicts the din that you said. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is missing a little bit. Chisur mechsera is missing a little bit. It's not really missing in the text, it's missing in the understanding of the Mishnah. It's self-understood that there's a line missing. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Whenever the Gemara says chisur mechsera, it doesn't mean that it's really missing in the text. You're missing a little bit in the understanding. The Mishnayos were written down at the time that it was still against the din. There is a din. You're not allowed to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be transmitted Baal Peh, but they were afraid it's all going to be forgotten. So they wrote it down bekitzah, sometimes bekitzah nimrats. Sometimes, like there's a Mishnah Bava Kama, where they're not even sentences. How does the Mishnah go? Shum kesef shav kesef b'fnei bezin al piyedim in echayim mei bris. It's like titles. It's the headings of topics. It doesn't even say what the din is. Shum kesef shav kesef. It's just like an outline. It's an outline. Whoever knows what the outline stands for will be able to tell you a whole paragraph on each phrase in the Mishnah. But it's not even a sentence. Sometimes you have a sentence, but it's not a full paragraph because you're missing sentences here also. It's a little bit missing in the understanding, so it should say like this: and they by mistake they wrote the get and they gave it. That's not a valid get. But if you said kiss and there's an umdan in the muchach that's what he meant. If you see afterwards that's what he meant, he was so tzedreit when he says kiss veget liishti. He was so serious because he obviously planned to commit suicide. And he wanted to relieve his wife from the need for chalitza. They have no children. And machir sof al tchilosef. Later on, it becomes obvious that when he said kisvu, he meant kisvu tenu. I raise a get, then it will be good. And my tsunami, that's what happened once. But bari healthy men, I'm a kisvu get liishti. Ola la gag v'nofal. He went on top of the roof right afterwards, and he fell down. If he committed suicide, if it's pretty clear he committed suicide. Because he was so nervous when he said kisvu, he meant kisvu tenu. He wasn't talking sensibly then. And if haruach tochasa, if there was a hurricane, he fell down accidentally, but he didn't commit suicide, then it's ain't a get. So the Gemara says there seems to be a machlek. This Reb Shimon Gamliel says that, and it could be the other Tanoim disagree. It's not clear if anybody disagrees. That's the topic of chayach. A psychological shaila. Do you say hachich sof al tchilosa? If he commits suicide 2 minutes later, does it indicate? Should indicate that when he said 2 minutes earlier kisvu get liishti, he was already half tzedreit and he meant kisvu tenu. So the Gemara says that's the same shaila over here. He checks a behema stam that the whole family should eat, and then he says 2 minutes later, I want you to know that I had a mind the shame of a deserve. So do you have the right to say hachich sof al tchilosa? That's an indication that that's what he had in mind 2 minutes ago. So it says that Maisa happened in the city of Kesari. That was at Tosefta in Chulin. Why? Because according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, by the suicide case, by the get and suicide, so he would have said the same over here. It should be Asbano. And why didn't they say, so they should have said Iser? They didn't want to say Heta because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say Hachich Sof Al Tchilosa. Why didn't they say Iser? The Gemara says, no, maybe the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They're not sure. They're not sure. The Mishnah in Gittin only quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It doesn't say anybody disagrees. So the Gemara says maybe that's the issue by the fellow who shechts and 2 minutes later. Maybe that's a shaila. Should we pass him? Should we accept that opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that there's such a psychological umdin and that's called Hachich Saf Al Chilos? So the Gemara with Dil Mashani Hasim Dekama Kisvu. It's not the same. Over there, the case in the Mishnah Gittin, he told the Sefer, write a get from our, after he said something. And then he went and he committed suicide. So we can read back, obviously, when he said Kisvu, he was half crazy already. He was planning to go commit suicide another 2 minutes. So he didn't finish the whole sentence. He really meant Kisvu Tanu. But here in our case, he didn't say anything. Here he shechts a behema. He doesn't say a word. After 2 minutes after he shechts a behema, then he said, I had a mind l'shem Rabbi Dezer. So maybe that's not the same as Reb Shimon Amliel's case. Reb Shimon Amliel's case, he said something, and we're putting the pieces together, putting two and two together, and we see that that's what he had in mind. So that's not really a good example. That Reb Shimon Amliel, by the get, he did say kisvu. So sometimes when people say kisvu, they mean kisvu too. Elam Ravina, it's a different Reb Shimon Amliel. Reb Shimon Kvodet Reb Shimon Amliel, the Hachda, what the Tanya, it's a different shayla. Also, the shayla whether he said hachich sof al tchilasai, but it's not a good marshal from the case by the get, because there he said kisvu. We have to give a case where he didn't say anything. So what's the case? The Tanya, we have a brisa, a case of nechasim lacherim. I write you a shtar. So with the shtar, hakosev, I write a shtar. So with the shtar, there a kark, there's kark and there's metaltalim. So you can give up ownership of karka. Karka is nicknessed either the bekesef or bishtar or bechazok. So I give you a matana, I write all the karka bishtar. How do I give over? But I have furniture and I have svarim and I have clothing and I have silverware. I have a lot of stuff in the house. Metaltalim. Metaltalim is not nicknessed bishtar. So he writes, I give you a shtar, all the karka is yours, and you should be kind of the metaltalim. Agav the karka, or with the kinyachotzer, it's on the karka. Agav the karka, shine. Everything should belong to you. Everything is included. He writes, I give you over everything that I own. So the karka, the metaltalim, and the avodim also. He owns Evid Kanaini. If you have an Evid Ivri, you can't sell him to someone else. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But if you have an Evid Kanaini, they have the ability to sell. So you give over matana, I give you over all of the assets that I own in this city. To give you everything. So you own the karka, the taltalim, avodim, everything. The omah haloa, then the fellow who receives the gift says, I don't want the avodim. Or he says, I don't want the whole gift. Whatever he says. I don't want the whole gift. The omah, yev shibahem, sounds like he wants the karka and the taltalim, but he doesn't want to have a hassle with the avodim. He says, I don't want the avodim. Yev shibahem, I don't want the avodim. So what's the din? I give you a matana, and you say, no, thank you. You say, thank you, I'm 98%, and the avodim you don't want. So it sounds from the brisa, imhoya, a very strange brisa, imhoya rabba sheni koin, the one who received the gift. I'm the rabba rishon, I used to own all of the assets. I give you a shtar, I give you everything. So if the mekabel hamatana is called the rabba sheni, imhoya rabba sheni koin, evit kanayni evit koin is echel betruma. So kolzman, I own the evit kanayni, I'm not a koin. The evit kanayni didn't have the right teacher. And now I gave you all of my assets, you're a kohen, so now the Evik Nadi belongs to a kohen, so now he's allowed to eat truma. But the kohen said, I want all the assets, but I don't want the Evik. So the first Tana says in the Mishnah, Mahoya Rabba Sheni Kohen, if the Mekab Matana is a kohen, Harela Echla Mechuma, the Matana is valid, even though he's screaming bloody murder that he doesn't want it. How can that be? The Gemara is going to say, that's ridiculous. There's a din Yerusha is Bal Karchai. When the rich uncle dies and the Yorshim get, they can't say, I don't want it. Yerusha is Bal Korcha. If you don't want it, so you can be mafkir it. But you can't say, I don't want to accept it. The only Yerusha that you can refuse to accept is the Pishnaim. A Pchor is entitled to Pishnaim, so then the Pasuk uses the verb, it's called Matana Kai Rachmana. Ma Matana Dosa Liyode. Matana is only if you agree to accept it. I can't force a Matana on you if you don't want it. So the Pishnayim, the Pchor doesn't get Pishnayim against his wish. If he says, I don't want it, he doesn't get it. But the Chela Kapshitas, a regular Yerusha, you get even Bal Korcha. But anything other than Yerusha, you can't acquire property against your wishes. So we don't, the Gemara is going to ask, the line doesn't make any sense. Tanakama speaking, it doesn't make any sense. Moi Rabbi Sheni Kayin, if the Mekaba Matan is a Kayin, the Avadim are permitted to eat Truma because he's Kayinah the Avadim, even though he's screaming, I don't want. Yefshi Bahem. Rabshim Gablialaimer, Rabshim Gilal says no. Kivin Shoama Halo, since the Mekaba Matan says Yefshi Bahem, I don't want it, Kvazocha Bahem Hayorshim, the Noisen, drop dead. I give you, I'm about to die, so I give you all of my assets, and then after I give you the shtar, you say, I don't want the Avadim. I'll take everything but the Avadim, and I die right away. So the Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says the Mekaba Matana acquires ownership of everything, even the Avadim, even though he says, I don't want them. Yepshibahem. And Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Kim Shom HaLai, he says, I don't want it. Kvazocha Behem HaYorshim, the Yorshim of the Naisen HaMatana own it, and it doesn't belong to the Mekaba Matana. That's the text of the Brisa. They have been on board. We as Takasha in connection with this Brisa. It doesn't make any sense. You mean to tell me, Latana Kama, Afilo Oimid Vitzaveach, I give you over Shtar Matona, I give you over all of my assets, and you say, I want everything, but I don't want to own the Avonim. You mean he's screaming, Oimid Vitzaveach, he's screaming, I don't want it? And the Tana Kama says he acquires ownership of Al-Korcha. That's impossible. That's Kenish Zayn. Omar Rabbi Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan, the Pshat must be like this. These are two different people. Rabbi lived in Bova, Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they're not sure whether it was one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, one of the Chachmei Bova. It's a different generation also. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi was later. Strange that they weren't sure who said it. All right, the Talmud Bavli was written down many, many, many years later. Talmud Bavli was written down in the days of the Gaonim. They say the Mishnais were written down in the days of Ravina Rabashi, that was the end of the Tkufas Amoraim. And the Gemara was written down later, a few centuries later, in the days of the Tkufas HaGoinim. So by the time it came to the Goinim, there were two versions. Who said it? Whether Rabbi was Kirchot Mizrach Mimairov. Rabbi is in Bovel and Rabbi Yechon is in Eretz. So usually it's a Sufik, people who are together in the same location. Here it's totally different. So, Omar Rabbi, Vitaim Rabbi Yechon, the Pshat must be, Bitzaveach Meikoro. If I give you this Shtar Maton and I say everything is yours, and your instinctive reaction right away says you don't want it, so Luchola Deis, Bitzaveach Meikoro, if he screams initially right away, immediately, I don't want to acquire ownership of the Avonim, everything else I want that, there's not going to be a Machloikas. Everyone agrees, you can't acquire property against your wishes. And if initially I give you the shtar, they say, thank you very much, I appreciate it. Then, 2 minutes later, he can back out also. But he backs out, Lachek Dei Dibur is too late to back out. You don't want the Avodim, be Mafke the Avodim. Give it a Matana to someone else. Give a shtar back, give it back to the Noisen a Matana. But you can't just say 5 minutes later, I don't want it. I say, I don't want to own by jacket. If I say, I declare the jacket is Hefker, okay, so it becomes Hefker. But I can't say, I bought the jacket a year ago, so I back out now from the Kenyan, and I want it to go back to the store owner. It doesn't happen like that. I owned the jacket for a whole year. I can't back out now. So that's what he says. B'tzaveach me'ikaro, if I give you the maton and you right away, you scream, but you don't want it, kuli amala pliga delekon. Everyone agrees. And if it's on the third white line, if it's b'shaisik or lebesov tzaveach, and if first he's quiet and he's maskim shtike koydok, he's maskim he's koydok, and then 2 minutes later he says I don't want it. He didn't wake up terkadei dibur. He can back out. He says later I don't want it. Kol yamalav pligi dikona. It's too late. You can't back out. You can be mafkir it, but you can't just say I back out from the kinyan. Keep pligi. When is there a machloikas? Shezika loy al yedei acher. There's a din of zochen liyadim shloy b'fanav. What's a din of zochen liyadim shloy b'fanav? We assume it's a din deraisa. We're not sure exactly where the pasuk is. That's unclear, but we assume that it is a din. The Ratanoim say that zochen liyadim shloy b'fanav is only a din derabbanan. There's a mishnah in Baba Basra. Let's say I give you a matona to be kind of. I have a friend who's not here today, and I want to give him a matona, but he's not here. So I give you a matona. You pick it up, and you say you have a mind for Pliny. So there are Tanoim and the Mishnah who hold that this institution, Zoch Liyadim, Shaloi B'fanav, you can make a Kenyan on behalf of the fellow who's not here, even though he doesn't know anything about it, it's a schus for him. So there are Tanoim hold it's only with the Rabbon. So that's why some Tanoim hold that Zoch Liyadim, Shaloi B'fanav only works if the Makaba Maton is a Kotan, he's a child. And if he would be here, he's Kotan Labardas, he's not able to take care of it on his own. So they made a takana de rabbanan, people should be zeicha on his behalf. But if the other fellow is a gadol, he's after bar mitzvah, so why should they make a takana? He doesn't need any takanas. Let him come in person and make the kinyan on his own. So one time in the end, the Bava Basra says, zochen le katan, vein zochen le gadol. You can only make zochen for a katan, not for a gadol. The other Tana holds punk farkeh. The zochen le adam, shleib afanav, is a form of shlichas. If he would have made you a shliach to act on his behalf, then you say, shlichas shel adam kemaisai, so you can make the kinyan on his behalf. He didn't make you a shliach. So, but if it's a schus for him, so the Torah declares that you have the right to act as a shliach, but a katan can't have a shliach. Ein shliach is l'katan. So if the mekabel matana, one tana holds just the opposite, one tana holds zochnam shalifonim is takana de rabbanon, so they only made a takana on behalf of ktanim. There's no need to make a takana on behalf of gedolim. They'll make the kinyan and let him come in person, they'll make the kinyan his own. He holds that zochnam is only de rabbanon. The other Tanoim seem to disagree. They all seem to hold that Zochen is their Isa. But then there's a further Machleka. So one Tana holds Punkt Faker. Zochen is a form of Shlichas. Usually, the Mishalech has to appoint the Shlichas to act on his behalf. And if it's a case of Zechia, so the Halacha says you can act on his behalf even though he never appointed you, and even though he does know it all. So that's called Zechia Mitam Shlichas. So that's why there's a Shita in Tanoim that Zechia only works for a Gadol after Bar Mitzvah. There's no Zechia Lekotin because there's no Shlichas Lekotin. And we don't pass on like that. We pass on like the third Tana. There are two Tanoim. There are two Tanoim, but two versions of what the Tanoim say. Machlek Zablezer Rabbi Shua. Then the Machlek is, they were an earlier generation. Then the Machlek Zabmei Rabbi Yudah. What was the Machlek Zablezer Rabbi Shua? So the two rabbis with three opinions. So the third opinion is the way we pass on. Zochen Dein Lekotin Dein Legadol. That if I give you the gift to be kind on behalf of someone else who's not here, it works whether he is after Bar Mitzvah or before Bar Mitzvah, whether he's a katan before Bar Mitzvah or a gadol after Bar Mitzvah. So that's what many hold. Zochen legadol works min haTorah. Zechia works min haTorah. But zochen lekatan, zechia is really mitam shlichas. Tosfos Shita is like that. Zechia is really mitam shlichas. And if the kid is a katan, he wouldn't be able to appoint a shliach. So zochin for a katan can only be a takana de rabban. It can't be a din derais. Okay, different opinions. That was the shaila. When was it? Last year, I think. Was it 2 years ago? I forgot. On Tainus Esther, Bezdin and Tzfat did made a get based on zochin le'al mishleiv efanav. The husband was in a coma. Husband was in a vegetative state, and the wife was going to be like this. He could last like this for years. So they should have pulled the plug. Should let the husband die in peace. That would be the end of the story. So instead of just letting the husband die in peace, so they kept on, I think he's still alive. So they told the woman, we're going to write a get on behalf of your husband. It's certainly in the best interest of the husband that he should give a get to the wife. Why is it in the best interest of the husband? Husband is a vegetative state. Nothing is relevant for him. Why is it better for the husband that he should give a get to his wife? The whole thing didn't make any sense. So the Bezdin and Tzvat paskin that the Zochnei Adam Shleibafana, we can authorize the writing of the get on behalf of the husband. And even though the husband is now a shaita, a vegetative state, a shaita, and Zochin, we assume with Ashkenaz and paskin, Zechia mitam shlichas. So Zechia for a cherish shaita v'kotten is only going to be the Rabbanon. So the din de Rabbanon is only good at mamonis. You can't have a din de Rabbanon to be machsher a get. You can't say a get is good. So they went against the Ramah. They went against that, and they wrote a get for the man who was in a coma. He was in a coma for a few years. He was in some kind of accident. A whole scandal in Eretz Yisrael. That you say Zochnam Shalom Fanav to write a get and to give a get. The Gemara talks about Zochnam Shalom Fanav Faker. The husband writes a get, and the wife is not here. The wife is not here. So if the wife, we know the wife is chalashing to get a get, she's been in Aguna for the last 30 years. She's dying to get a get. So when the husband finally is in a happy mood and is in a good mood, and they bribe them, whatever, and he writes a get, the wife is not here, then we say, Zachanam Shalavanam will accept the get on behalf of the wife. Usually we assume that the wife accepting a get is a chayva to the wife. She would rather be married, but if he knows she's trying to get rid of him for the longest time, then the Gemara says, if it's clear that it's a litaivasa, then you say zochen to accept the get. But to say zochen to write the get, you need the highest level of das. To receive the get, you can give a get to the wife bal korchai. There's a chem der abbe negeshim, you're not allowed to do that. But min ha-toyre, it's chal. Min ha-toyre, you can give a get bal korchai. So you can say zochen on behalf of kabbalas ha-get. You can say zochen on behalf of kabbalas ha-matana. I give you a matana to be kind of a pliny. Whenever there's das makna, there's no need for das kaini. You can't be kind of balkarcha, but you don't need das, even if he's a cotton, he'll be kind of an atar. So he says, Zachnaim Shalibifanov, to be mekabal matana, to be mekabal a get. How do you say Zachnaim Shalibifanov to write a get? That's wild. There was, after the First World War, there was a prominent Talmud Chacham in Europe who, and a lot of the husbands didn't come back from the war. They didn't know whether they were alive or dead. They were missing in action. So he was the Rav in Lublin. This Rav is in Lublin. So he said, either the husband is alive or dead. See, if he's dead, so she should be allowed to marry him, unless she needs chalitza, okay? And if he's alive, but he's a prisoner somewhere, so he doesn't have his wife anyway, and the wife is an aguna because of him, so he said, we're doing the husband a taiva. We'll do the husband a favor. We'll write a get on his behalf and divorce his wife, because the umdir in the muchach, the husband would not his... He loved his wife. He was married to his wife. He wouldn't want his wife to be an aguna just because he's sitting in prison. So this Rav did a few, the Lublina Rav, he did a few gittin like that, and it wasn't really accepted. No one else accepted it. When the issue came up many years later, during the lifetime of Rav Herzog, before Hakam Samdin or after, I forgot already. So Rav Herzog writes in his Tshuvas and Hechel Yitzchak, and any cholema filu, I would never ever dream to do like the Lublina wrote, that you can say zochin on a get, to write a get and to give the get on behalf of the husband. That needs the highest level of da'as. So you never find zochin. This is wild. So the rabbi who made this shtick last year, they just appointed him the head of a bezin in Yerushalayim. One would have thought that they would fire him. One would think that they would fire him. So instead of firing him, they gave him a higher shtel. Yeah.
What if a man who is totally healthy...
The reason why I'm so upset is because he typed a 99-page tshuva and he disagrees with what I wrote. So that's why he's wrong. Of course he's wrong. He wanted to show that it's l'chaladeh. So he quoted anybody who ever said anything about this. So I printed an essay a long time ago about this, that there's no such thing, that we don't follow the Lublin of Rav, and I explained why Rav Herzig is right. There is no such thing. So in order to show that he's right, so he quoted any stitch of evidence that anybody ever said, and he disagreed with everybody. So I'm on record already. I don't agree with him. Yeah.
But what if a perfectly healthy man tells the base then that if I become in a state where I'm in a coma, I want you to write a get on my behalf to the wife?
Mm-hmm.
And part two, and if that actually works, part two of my question is, can we assume, so let's say he didn't think ahead of such a case. Can the Beis Din assume that had he been thinking ahead, planning ahead, he would have told them exactly that?
What's the answer to the first question? No. The Mishnah says it's no good. Mishnah says a husband authorizes the sofer to write a get and to give the get. And then the husband is in and out. He's eaten chalim, eaten shaita. I'd say he's manic depressive. So sometimes he's there and sometimes he's not there. So the Mishnah says if the get is written or given when he's off his rocker, then it's no good. Not only can a shaita not appoint a shliach, the shliach cannot function, calls man, he's a shaita. So if the guy's in a coma, he's got a vegetative state, worse than a coma. So he's a labardas. So the shliach can't function while he's a shaita. So this rabbi, his stunt was not functioning as a shliach. It's midin zochin. But there are more paskins like Tesus, that shchia is a form of shlichas. So just like you can't have a shliach function when the person is not a bardas, so you can't have zochin when the person is not a bardas. Nunu.
Why doesn't the Gemara consider the possibility that when he gave the present, he meant it in whole? It wasn't up to the person to accept part of it.
There were other Gemaras where we assume not so. We usually assume not so.
I understood the Gemara saying "Soni matonas yechya." So, but once he accepted part of it, so he can't say that anymore. So the general premise should be that zochin adam shlof fun. Once we see that he takes gifts,
but he says, "I don't want part of the gift." So the party doesn't want that kuli amalo pligi. If he says it right away, he can't force a gift on him. So you want to raise an issue? Maybe the nisens kavana was all or nothing. So the Gemara assumes in other cases, not so. The Gemara assumes whatever can be nikna, can be nikna. The Gemara, the according to Jewish law, animals cannot own property. And secular law, the guy leaves $5 million to his pet dog, to his canary, whatever. So the guy's about to die, and he makes a kinyan with his lawyer. Kni at v'chamor. I have millions of dollars. You should be kinyan with my chamor. Then the guy drops dead. So the Gemara said, the chamor is for sure not kinyan. That's out of the question. No one holds the chamor as kinyan. So the shaila is, did he mean all or nothing, so you don't get anything either? Or do you get half, and the other half goes Birusha, whoever is the closest Yerusha? Do you say, no, you get all. I meant you with the chamor should get all. The chamor can't get anything, so you get all. So there are three opinions in the Gemara. There wasn't the fourth opinion that the chamor gets half. That's out of the question. So the three opinions were, whether you say, you get half, you get all, or you get nothing. So we pasken kona, kani af chamor, it's kona machzo. He's kona half. You don't say, since he's... since the half of the matana wasn't chal, the other half is also not chal. Other cases similar to that also. We call that kniyat v'chamor. He made a kinyan on two things, and part of it can't take effect. So do you say because part can't take effect, the other part also not? Or no? Whatever can't take effect, can't take effect. That's a weird so. The part that can't take effect, it does take effect. So nachamal, so what did the Gemara say? If I gave you a matan and you say right away, I don't want it, Turk de Dibra, I don't want it. You don't want it, so you're not kind of Balkorchacha. The only Kenyan Balkorcha is Yerusha, and the Pishnaim is like a matan, also not Balkorcha. And if you right away, you accepted the matan and then you waited, you paused 2 minutes, and then Lacha Kedei Dibur, Turk de Dibur is a few seconds. Kedei Shelas Talmud La Rav, Kedei Shelas Rav La Talmud, just how long does it take to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, how long does it take to Shalom Aleichem? A very short period of time, few seconds. So if he's mekabel matana, then he says later, I don't want it. You can be mafkirid, you can give it away to someone else, but you can't just say I don't want it to undo the kinyan. Kuli amala pligi, it doesn't help. Keep pligi. So when is there room for machlokes? What, there's a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where is there room for machlokes? The Gemara says keep pligi. When is there a machlokes? Shezikalay ad yacher. I gave the shtar matana to someone else in your presence, and you didn't say a thing. You didn't say a word. You didn't say you don't want it. And zochen l'adam shleim afana v'shasak v'lib seif tzorach. He was quiet when you received the shtar in his behalf, and then when you give him the shtar, then he says, "Thank you. I accept everything, but I don't want the avodim. I have enough headaches without my avodim, my begezel. He doesn't want the avodim. He wants everything. Keep ligi." Zikla de Ach the Shosik Lipsov Tanakama Sovar, Tanakama thinks midishosik, since initially you didn't protest Turk de Diba, Kaninu, it's yours. Bahida Katsalach, 2 minutes later when the Zoiche gives him the shtar, then he says he doesn't want. Medical other base backing out. But originally initially he didn't say fakir. So he's kind of
the Kabul the shtar, right? I
didn't give the shtar to you. I gave the shtar to someone else to be zeichet for you and your presence. So you're watching it, and you didn't say a word. So the Tanakhama says he didn't say no, so you're kind of everything. And then when he gives you the shtar, he says you want everything but the avarim, you can't back out, it's too late. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says, if later on when the Mekabel Matana gives you the shtar, you say, I want everything but the avanim, that's an indication, that's what he meant from the outset. So why didn't he say so initially? Why didn't he scream originally? Sovah, he thought, if I don't have the shtar, my atzach, what do I have to scream? He didn't give me the shtar. When the minute he gives him the shtar, then he says, I don't want it. So that's good. So this is an issue. This is a psychological issue. Sometimes you say, sometimes you don't. It's negeh to shechting labad azare. It's negeh to the guy he wrote a get, kiswe get lishtin, and he committed suicide. So when you say, it's negeh to mekabel matana. Okay. In different cases, you have to have a psychologist assess the situation to establish the umdinas are not necessarily going to be the same in every generation. You have to assess based on the psychology of this community. What's the tegemein? Okay. So bottom line, how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, getting back to the very beginning, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, lehokal on everything. We paskin, even in the Beis HaMikdash, Baile manat mefaglim. Going back to the original. In the Beis Hamikdash, baile manat mefaglim. So by chulin, for sure not. There's nothing to discuss. If I shech the behemah for Ovid Abarizar, is there a frum Ovid Abarizar? He has a mind, l'shem tikruvis. It doesn't make it tikruvis. And that's what the Gemara says. How do we paskin? Amra b'yudah m'shmog. Halachik Rabbi Yosef. We paskin like Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, that bailam, that even in Beis Hamikdash, bailam anat mefaglim. So there's nothing to discuss by Abarizar. Everything's lahokal. The issue doesn't come up. So the Gemara tells his story. Hano Taya. Taya usually means Arab Yishmaelim, Arab merchants. The Osu Litzikunya, they came to a certain village and they gave a Ream, they gave a Behemoth, Yaev Dichre Litapche, so they gave Behemoth, Dichre plural. They gave Rams to the Jewish Shochtim. Amrulahu, so the Arab of the Avodah Zarah. They were over the Avodah Zarah, so they said to the Jews, "Dam, dama v'tarba l'didan, please check the behemah for us. The behemah is ours. Well, we only want the blood and the chelev because we want to bring it as a sacrifice, and you can keep the flesh." Moshcho biswa l'didchu, the hide with the flesh is yours. You're doing the shechita. You can keep the flesh. You make it kosher. Do whatever you want. We want the dam. So the shaila, why do they want the dam? Because they want to be zorek l'Avodah Zarah. So they had the farish in mind. But they weren't doing the shechita. The shechita was done by the Jewish shochtim. So that's the shadow. Do we paskin that the machsheves ha'abailim will make it into avodah zarah? So we paskin even in the Beis Hamikdash it doesn't pose a problem. So by chutz v'shona, socher abtumi barav masna l'kamid rav Yosef. What should I paskin? Kehagab namai. What are we paskin? Shalach lei. So he sent back. Achmar rabbi Yonah mishon. Achik rav Yosef. We paskin even in the Beis Hamikdash. The bailim's machsheva doesn't play a role. So chutz l'Beis Hamikdash v'shona. Then the Gemara has a shaila. What would the din be if we would have paskin like Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds bailam amefaglim. If you hold like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi bailam amefaglim, and Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah goes one step further that yafinu chutz bepnim. Not only bailam amefaglim and by a carbon, the bala behemah can make a machsheves avodah zarah for avodah zarah purposes if it's his animal, if he's a shutif in the animal. The Gemara quoted a brisa if he owns the chutz kovet, if he owns the diaphragm. He only owns part of the animal. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, what would the din be if the din would be the din? It's not like Rabbi Lezer. What would the din be? Omale Rav Achbe, the Rav Vivio, the Rav Ashi, Loite, Rabbi Lezer, if the din would have been like Rabbi Lezer. That not only Baila Mefaglim in a Karbonis, even Chutz Lamigdosh, the Bala Behema can have a Machshebes, Avodah Zarah, make it into Krubis. So what's the din? Yaiv Lezuz of the Tabach Yisomai. There's a Jewish Sheikh who's going to Shech the Behema. He waits to shech the behemah. He has to get 10 different shutfim to buy a different share of the flesh. When everything is bought, then he shechts it, and then he gives everybody their share. So the guy gives him $5 to buy a share of the flesh. So then the Jew shechts it, and the guy is a real oved avodah zarah. It's not machsheves hakam avodah zarah, and you hold that the bailam amefaglim, and the guy had in mind l'shem avodah zarah. What's the din in such a case? He doesn't own a specific part of the animal. He just paid $5 to get the $5 worth of flesh. So that makes it into, if he has intention, the shame of it is our, that's going to make it of it is our. Is that sale binding? He gives me $5 to buy $5 worth of flesh. Is it binding? So what's the answer? Amalei, so he sent the shadow to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi sends him, tells him, Chazin, and it depends. We assess the situation. Inish almahu. If he's a tough, strong person, this Nochri, and he's not going to let the Sheikhet get away with it, he's gonna make him crazy till he gives him his $5 worth of flesh. And even if he gives him back the $5, I don't want the $5 back. I want my flesh. So if he's a Gavra Inish Almahu, he's a tough, hard person, Dilamatzi Matchale, he won't be able to be Mesalakim. Then it's also, if the din would have been like Rav Lezer, that Baila Mefaglim and Baila Mehav Machshavis Avodah Zarah, so he owns $5 worth of flesh, his Machshavah L'Shem Avodah Zarah will ask, however, V'loi, but if he's an easygoing guy, and the Shochet can give him his $5 later on, and say, I don't have enough meat to give you, all the Jewish customers want it, and here's your $5 back. So then, the Shochet, then the guy cannot ask the flesh, and Amalei, because the Shechin say, Geish lo kap and vant. Reishach vahar. Here's your head, here's a wall, bang your head into the wall. I'm not going to give you any flesh, I'm going to give you back your $5. So you weren't kain. Okay. So the whole din is not relevant halacha lemaisa to us because we don't paskan like Reb Lezer. He was asking if the din would have been like Reb Lezer. We paskan even in Beis Hamikdash the bailam are not mefaglam. But here Taisus believe that, and next week we'll have to discuss. Taisus has a whole discussion. Is the goy taka koine? If he pays $5 a piece of flesh, is he? The Gemara says if he's a gavra, if he's an inish almahu, then we treat it as if he's a shutav. Is that the real din? What's the real din? How does a goy acquire? This is an important taisus. When you sell a chametz to the goy, which kinyan do you have to make? Chametz is metaltalim. So how exactly do you transfer ownership of metaltalim to sell to a goy? So our practice is we make six kinyonim, because we're not sure there's a pickbook on each one of the six kinyonim. So we make six kinyonim. The rabbi, you have to be a big time chacham to sell chametz. So you got to know how to make six kinyonim with the goy. Okay, later the next week we'll have to learn that topic. Remember, I think I must have told the maaser. I was once in the middle of shiur, and someone comes into the classroom and he said, "There's a telephone for you." Years ago, there used to be telephones, payphones, and now there's no more payphones. Everybody walks around with a cell phone. So a boy comes in. So I said, "Tell him I'm in the middle of shiur." So he says, "It's a rabbi, someone saw on the phone. He knows you're in the middle of shiur." I told him. He said, "It's urgent. It's an emergency." So I come to the phone. So it's a rabbi from California, and he tells me, "Abroch." He has a balabos who became a balchuva, and he owns a farm of cattle, animals, and they're giving birth now. It's in the spring season when they give birth. And the balabos started to become learning, kids of Shulchan Aruch. So it says if a Jew owns a farm and the animals give birth, the first vlad is a zachar, it has kedushas b'char be'im Torah, and you're not allowed to shecht it chutz le'beis ha'migdosh. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you have to give it to a kohen. So in order to avoid the whole thing, you have to sell it to a goy. You have to make a shutfus with the goy on the behemah hamavakeres, on the cow that's about to give birth. And the kitzur shulchan aruch says you have to ask a competent rabbi, how do you make a kinyan on when you're selling metaltalim to the goy? So the rabbi asks me, he needs it now. How do you sell? It says in the kitzur shulchan aruch, you got to ask a rabbi. So the balabas asked him. He doesn't know how to sell. So I asked him, did you ever do mechiras chametz? He was in his 60s already. He was doing mechiras chametz for 40 years. So I said, did you ever do Mechiras Chametz? So he said, sure. So I said, the whole Mechiras Chametz is patterned after Mechiras Behemah HaMavakeres. Mechiras Chametz started in the 1800s. In the earlier generations, they never had refrigerated, they never had Chametz. You couldn't keep Chametz for so long. So they didn't do Mechiras Chametz, except for schnapps. People would sell schnapps. But the Azoi, the storekeepers would sell schnapps. Private people didn't do Mechiras Chametz. But the whole Mechiras Chametz is patterned after Mechiras Behemah HaMavakeres. So I told the rabbi, do you have the Mechiras Chametz? Yeah. So I said, it's exactly the same. So he says, maybe you can review it with me how you do Mechiras Chametz. He was doing Mechiras Chametz for 40 years for the Balabatim. He must have gone to someone else to do it for him. So next week, believe that, we'll have to learn that Gemara. This coming Shabbos, we're having a simcha in the family, having a bar mitzvah of one of the grandchildren. So tonight when I was eating dinner, when I gobbled down my dinner at home, so my wife had some fancy design of a tefillin, shal rosh, on the table that she's going to bring to the bar mitzvah, is going to be in Bergenfield. So I looked at the tefillin, had a shin on both sides, and both shins had three prongs. So I told my wife it's a mistake. On one side is supposed to have four prongs, and the other side is supposed to have three prongs. So what is that all about? How come on one side you have two? The Gemara says shin shel tefillin. The Gemara doesn't say there are two. The Zohar says there are two. The Gemara only says, sounds like there's only one shin. So we do like the Zohar, we do two shins. What is it all about to have one shin with four prongs, one shin with three? So Rabbi Kedegir on the Hilchas Tefillin quotes also from a Zohar, there are two correct ways to write the letter shin. Every letter in the alphabet has in Sabashuris, there's a correct way to form the letter. If let's say you're going to write in a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mitzvah, you're going to write like we write in the script, all the basic script, it'll be puzzle. You have to write Sabashuris. So what's the correct way to write a shin? So the Zohar says there are two legitimate ways to write a shin, either with four prongs or with three. So we have two. We write one with four and one with three. The other opinion is no. The Beis Yosef quotes, the other opinion is no. That there are four parshias in the Tefillin, Kadesh Vayakev Yachah, Shema Vayayim Shemaya. So Kadesh Vayakev Yachah is in this week's Sedra. That was Kodem Matan Torah. That was before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shema Vayayim Shemaya is in Chumash Dvarim. That's after Matan Torah. So Kodem Matan Torah, we have the Ksav, like the Ksav of the Leluchas, that it's engraved. Charis ala luchas. Lachamatan Torah, we use iksav like a sefer Torah. That's iksav. So on, we have Kadesh HaYekiviyacha, I think is on this side, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. On the left side, doctor. I think Kadesh HaYekiviyacha is on this side. I should have taken a look in the tefillin. And Shema Vayam Shema is on the other side. So on the side when we have Kadesh HaYekiviyacha, Kodem Atan Torah, then you make a shin with four. It's not with four. The two middle prongs should not touch the bottom bar. So if you have four and the two middle don't touch the bottom, so what you have is a shin that's engraved. You have bolate four things, but shakua, you have a shin of gimel roshim. There's only one shin, a gimel roshim. No such thing as a shin of dalet roshim. But if you make a shin like this and the two middle roshim don't touch the bottom bar, then it's a shin shakua. So on the side of the tefillin where you have, the Beis Yosef quotes this, on the side of the tefillin where you have Kadesh HaKeviyacha from Kodem Matan Torah, so there we make a shin shakua, like Charvas HaLaluchas engraved. On the other side where you have Shema V'Yam Shemaya, then we make a shin of Gimel Roshim Aksav, like a Aksav of the Sefer Torah. That's a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, Rabbi Kivega points out. What if you write a Sefer Torah, and you write a shin with four Roshim, all the four touching the bottom, four heads, all the four heads are touching the bottom bar. So according to the opinion of the Zohar, there are two legitimate ways to write a shin, two forms, either Gimel Roshim or Dal Roshim, they're both acceptable. So the Sefer Torah will be valid, it'll be kosher. But according to the other opinion, there's no such thing as a shin of Dalet Roshim. The shin, I think by us, we always make, I never saw a pair of tefillin where the middle two don't touch the bottom. We don't follow that opinion. But in Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions. One opinion is you have to be dafke careful that the two roshim in the middle should not touch the bottom. So it should be a shin shakua, and you need the bottom bar. So if the two touch the bottom, so you don't have the bottom part touching the others. So that's what the story is all about, the two. So this pair of tefillin that my wife had on the table, this box to put the chocolates on and so on for the design, had a mistake. And on both sides, I had a shin of Gimel Rosh. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Don't they engrave it into the instead of doing this trick?
I guess this was easier.
She had another one.
Yeah. It won't be pretty.
When you said HaKostim, the cost of Yishbeh and Abodim, you said that Dafka.
Can't sell it. Can't sell it.